This is Scientific American's 60 Second Science. I'm Ryan Mandelbaum. When you spill a liquid on the ground, it splashes. But if you're a guy using a urinal, or more important, if the liquid is dangerous, say an infected blood sample, you want to limit splashing. In other words,
if an accident happens, what you would like to have is that the drop falls onto the surface, and that's it, no? It stays there as a single body.
Alfonso Castrejón-Pita, an engineering professor at Oxford University.
So you could imagine the situation of having your bench covered with these kind of materials so that they become safer. And the same for a kitchen, no? You are in a kitchen, you are handling raw chicken, and the last thing you want to is to have splashes where you could be transmitting salmonella or these kind of ugly things that you get when you are handling raw meat.
He and his colleagues found that the softer the surface, the smaller the splash. Their study is in the journal Physical Review Letters. The researchers prepared a bunch of increasingly squishy silicone surfaces and released drops of ethanol onto them from different heights. They captured video of the splashes with a super slow-motion camera that records more than 100,000 frames per second. And they found that the drops eventually stopped splashing on the softest surfaces. So far, that all sounds predictable, but computer models of the splashes revealed interesting details. At the moment the blob of liquid makes contact with the surface, the bottom of the drop flattens out and the pressure increases. The ring of pressure spreads towards the drop's edges. If the surface is too hard, the ring of high pressure creates tiny droplets that explode from the main drop's edges. But the softest surfaces deform in response to the drop hitting them, and that prevents the pressure from getting high enough to cause that explosion. Sadly, you won't see squishy coatings on urinals just yet, or in your laboratories. Anti-splash materials are too frail.
The softest ones are quite delicate, so you won't be able to make a laboratory bench with them, no, they would get damaged quite quickly.
So we'd need soft coating materials robust enough to withstand daily wear before the splash is relegated to history's trash bin. Or toilet. Thanks for listening. For Scientific American's 60 Second Science, I'm Ryan Mandelbaum.